Kelly, tell us a little bit about how Kaizen might apply specifically to farm and ranch management.
Well, when I was thinking about that, I somewhat followed the concepts behind holistic management, where we take and divide into broad areas. So, for example, one area is the land and the livestock. The second area is finances. These are in no particular order also. And the third one is people. So I was thinking that if we were sitting down doing our strategic planning, it's a good time now, the growing season is over, to take some time now and look at what went well and what didn't, and thinking about some things that we could start with Kaizen principles of continuous improvement. So in the land and the livestock, is there some things that we can do differently? What about changing our grazing management, winter feeding? That's very popular as we're trying to figure out ways that we can minimize our input costs for winter feeding. That can be another one. What about the concepts of cover and cocktail cropping? Hearing lots about that, also connected with the cropping end of things and inputs, as so many things are. So, you know, just another one that comes to mind for many of us in the prairies is water development. You know, there's some things that we're definitely in our operation going to have to do before next year, because our water sources have really diminished. And then when we think about, okay, what about the area of finances? Are we doing something where we sit down as a team and do an annual plan with projections? And then furthermore, are we monitoring it? So we're knowing, you know, month to month or even quarter to quarter, are we staying on track with what we're trying to do? Have we done some gross profits on our different enterprises, and thinking of what are the enterprises on our operation, and just looking at some of those different analysis tools for that. And then, of course, the big old broad concept of the people side of things. You know, what are some improvements that we could make on our operations with that and our people? What's our communication like? How often are we meeting with our teams? What about some of our other stakeholders involved? You know, for us, I think about the landowners for the land that we rent. Is there things that we can do to improve that? So in broad strokes, those were just some brainstorm ideas that maybe we can think of the Kaizen continuous improvement and how we can actually apply them.
So, and of course, in the spirit of Kaizen, I think we're always looking for feedback at the magazine, and I know you are as well. So, how can people get a hold of you if they're looking to give you some feedback?
For sure. My email is kelly.sidoryk, S-I-D-O-R-Y-K, @gmail.com. And I always love it when people give feedback and ask questions, or even, as you know, as editors, share ideas with us on further content.
Great. And yeah, same with me. I will have them put my contact information on the page here, but you can email or call or text me as well. So thanks
and
a lot.
Just to share with the viewers that we're feeling very much as we produce and create these videos, that it is the spirit of Kaizen. And each time we're making small continuous improvements in a new learning area.
Yeah, today it's all about the lighting. So thank you for sticking with us. Oh, my light just fell over.
Oh, man. Okay.
This is a real Kaizen kind of moment.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, I cannot believe what is going on with my lighting. Sorry.
It's okay, because I'm just overlit. So
this is better. Okay.